Good morning, everyone. This is Paul Bogish, and welcome to the podcast that for some odd reason I decided to call Turkey Crossing. Normally when I do these, it ends up being a gorgeous day out. Today is nothing but hazy and hot and incredibly humid. A little temperature gauge on my bike computer reads only 75, but holy smokes, it feels so much hotter. And yesterday was just blazing in Connecticut, 90 degree temperatures plus, just wicked outside. This podcast is going to be different from all the rest because I'm going to try to make it short. I'm pretty sure I can do this in under 10 minutes. And the idea for this podcast came to me in the middle of the night when I was camping with my family out on Cape Cod. There are a few words that I do not want to hear come from anybody in my tent in the middle of the night. And the words that I want to hear, that I just never want to hear, are the words that have probably been uttered about every third or fourth camping trip. And they are, "Daddy, I've peed." Now, for some unknown reason, it's not "Mommy, I've peed." It's "Daddy, I've peed." Of course, it's preceded by a bunch of pushing on my leg and rustling of my sleeping bag to wake me up before the words are uttered. But, you know, sometimes when we go camping, the schedule gets a little screwy, and we end up coming home late, and my daughter ends up having a snack and drinking down that big thing of water, and we always say, well, hopefully it won't happen, and, well, sometimes it does. And, see, for those of you that don't camp, peeing in the tent, it's just not a good situation. Because, obviously, you've got all sorts of sleeping bags to worry about. You've got all sorts of sleeping pads to worry about. And, you know, it's just not a nice thing to have to clean up from. If it happens on the first day, well, then you have a load of trouble. Luckily, though, this happened on the last day. So I just cleaned up things in the middle of the night. It was probably about 2 or 3 in the morning. Cleaned her up, threw her in with a different sheet and a different sleeping pad, and everybody went back to sleep and threw everything in the garbage bag in the morning, and we went home the next day. But those are definitely some of the words when I'm out camping that I don't want to hear. "Daddy, I've peed." Although I'm sure if it was "Mommy, I've peed," they wouldn't bother me as much. But until that happens, and we're now on my youngest daughter saying that, and hopefully this should be the last year for that as she gets a little bit older. But for some unknown reason, after I cleaned her up, put her back to sleep, and she fell fast asleep and I was still awake, I got to thinking, and oh, hold on. As I was biking by the road here, I just noticed something on the side of the road that I'd love to go and pick up. So if you don't mind, I'm going to take a little detour. And where'd it go? There it is. This is for those of you with trailers. There's something called a devil's pin. And it's used to hold a little clip that pushes down and up to unlock and lock the trailer on the ball of the truck. So, hey, I have new devil's pin now. Anyway, as I was sitting there in the middle, as I was laying down in the tent at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, for some unknown reason, this podcast popped into my head, and I was like, you know, what are the words I don't want to hear from students? Not that I don't want to hear, but what are the words that, when I hear them come out of a student's mouth, really indicate that there's a potential for a big problem? What's the equivalent of a student walking up to me and saying, "Daddy, I peed"? And I went through a lot of different phrases and words, and I even just started thinking of just body expressions and sounds, and finally I came upon the four words that bug me. And I'm going to tell you what they are, and then I'll explain it a little bit, because I think it would mean different things to different people in different classrooms. They are simply the words. Student walks up to me, looks me in the eye, and I can picture the facial expression, and I can picture the whole body, and they say, "I don't get it." Now, there's many different kinds of "I don't get it," but you know, the one of you, if you're with me on this one, you know what I'm talking about. It's the whole body, the whole eyes, and just the desperate, "I don't get it." Drives me crazy. Not because of the student saying it, but because if a student gets to that point, that means I feel like I've done something wrong. You know, there's that whole theory of the zone of proximity, in which if you develop a lesson, it should just be just challenging enough to make them go forward, but not challenging enough to get them frustrated. You know, and with each student, with each class, you kind of have to find that zone in which you create something for them to do, or the class creates it together, in which it pushes people forward but doesn't hold them back and make them frustrated. And when a kid comes up and says that, I'm like, dang, I did something wrong. You know, what did I miss? When I was typing it up, or when we were putting it together on the board, you know, what did I miss? And then, you know, normally I tell the kids, if one person comes up and asks a question, there's probably 7 other kids in the class that have that exact same question floating around in their head. And so when one kid comes up, now I've got a third of the class who probably has a similar problem. And so I start trying to go backwards and saying, all right, was it with the design of what we put together? Was it maybe it was just this one individual kid who, for whatever reason, came into class and was thinking about something mom said, was thinking about boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, and just, even though they might have tricked me, maybe they tricked me and I thought they were paying attention, but maybe they weren't. You know, is the reason why they said it because the assignment just simply wasn't exciting enough to get their attention? Maybe the project that we're about to work on just simply bores them, and it's not interesting enough to engage them to even begin to think about what's going on. I think if you plan an interesting assignment and the class is all into it, even if initially they don't get it, the kids will... continue. One second. The kids will continue to try to understand it and eventually come to some sort of an answer, and it won't be an issue. So the words "I don't get it" are the words that really bug me. And again, I'm not talking about just simple things. But when they really, you know, especially on the first day of something, obviously all the questions that we like to get are sort of probing, deep questions that are looking for further meaning and not looking for, how the heck do I even start this off? And I think what's really cool at the end of the year is that I think the number of questions start dropping off as they begin to ask one another the questions during the unit. But I can feel myself going off on a tangent there, so I'm not going to go there. All right, so, it's 9 minutes, I'm going to be able to do this. So the words I don't want to hear are "I don't get it." And in my personal life, I don't want to hear "Daddy, I peed." So what are the words that you don't want to hear in a classroom? And again, I think that's an odd way of saying it. I mean, obviously, I want to hear it when a kid doesn't understand. You know, obviously I definitely want to hear that. But what are the words that cause concern for you? What are the words that when a kid comes up and says them to you, you begin to worry for different reasons? Hey, if you've gotten this far, Leave those words in the comment section of this podcast, would you? And I've done it. It's 9 minutes and 49 seconds. This is Paul Bogish. This is Turkey Crossing. And if you made it this far, leave a comment, would you? 3, 2, 10 minutes. Bye-bye.